That's Bundesliga show on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. It's brought to you by MyBookie.ag. Winning season is back at MyBookie, and they're now offering a 100% deposit bonus when you use the code SGP. That's MyBookie.ag, promo code SGP to play, win, and get paid. We're also brought to you by the leaders in daily fantasy, DraftKings. For a limited time, new users can get a free shot of millions of dollars in prizes this week. Don't miss out on all of the Week 3 action. Enter the code SGP to get a free shot of millions of dollars in prizes with your first deposit. That's code SGP only at DraftKings. We're also brought to you by BetQL. Want to get an advantage over the sportsbook with NBA, NHL, college football, MLB, and NFL all back in action? You need to download BetQL, the only app you'll need to make smart bets this season. Head to BetQL.co and enter the code SGP20 for 20% off your first subscription. That's BetQL.co and the promo code SGP20. And finally, we're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in pay-per-head providers, and they make it super easy to start your own sportsbook. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. Listening to Das Bundesliga show here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast, coming off a successful first week where we landed both of our locks. We'll talk more about the locks on the EPL show because I want to breeze through this show because I want to get it out in time for the UEFA Super Cup, which is happening tonight between Bayern Munich and Sevilla. So we're going to be covering two Bayern Munich games on this show, and let's get straight to that immediately. You know where everything is. I have changed my Twitter account. That is the big announcement here. We are no longer at SGP EPL. It is now at SGP Soccer. That is the account for this feed, at SGP Soccer. That is the Twitter account of the Soccer Gambling Podcast. Of course, all the other Twitter accounts remain the same. You can follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network at the SGP Network. But these shows, obviously not simulcasting anymore on both feeds. You need to be a subscriber to the Soccer Gambling Podcast. And of course, we need your reviews as well. All roads for me lead to lockbetting.com. That's where you can get all of my premium plays. Coming off two losing days, because I'm fully transparent. The way my members are acting, you'd feel like we'd lost all week, but we have actually only lost 2 days and 4 days this entire month, and we are looking for a bounce back. Really looking forward to the soccer this week and the UFC with a fight show coming on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. I will be doing another edition of the fight show covering UFC 253, and we have WWE Clash this weekend as well, Clash of Champions, so we are guaranteed to be making some money. But let's start here with Das Bundesliga show, and let's begin with the UEFA Super Cup here tonight between Bayern Munich and Sevilla. This game tonight takes place in Budapest at the Puskas Arena, and Bayern Munich are the 4-9 favourites to win this in 90 minutes. It's 17-4 the draw, and it's 11-2 on Sevilla. When you're looking at who will end up lifting this trophy, Bayern Munich are the 1-5 favourites, and Sevilla are available at 7-2. When you're looking at markets for how this tie will be decided, Bayern Munich are 9-1 in extra time, or 25-1 in penalties. Sevilla are 28-1 in extra time and 25-1 on penalties. And either team to win in extra time is 7-1, and either team to win in penalties is 12-1. I don't think it's going to get that far. Bayern Munich have a massive advantage here, not just because they are the better team, and not a single Sevilla player would be able to get into this Bayern team. Not only because they've just won the treble, not only because they are on a 22-match run, where they've won 22 matches in a row. And not just because they won 8-0 in their first Bundesliga game of the season, it's because Sevilla are coming in completely cold. They've just come off their break for the season. They have yet to start in La Liga. This gives a huge advantage to Bayern Munich. When you're looking at this game as well, Sevilla have actually lost four straight Super Cup finals, and their last two games have seen 12 goals scored. So we're almost guaranteed goals here. This is not like the Champions League or the Europa League final. Teams don't put such a heavy emphasis on this. And over the years, we've seen some very, very open games. So over 2.5 and maybe even over 3.5 are almost guaranteed. But you're telling me that I can put Bayern Munich together here against a Sevilla team who are coming in pretty cold, whereas Bayern Munich have already played their first game of the season. Sevilla haven't started. Bayern Munich have the better players. Bayern Munich on a 22-match run. Bayern Munich just serially collecting trophies at the moment. And you're telling me I can get them here at 4-9. And if I add the over 2.5 goals, I can pick them up here at 7-10. For me, that is an incredible play. I also like Bayern Munich -1 on the Asian handicap. That pushes if they just win by one goal, and wins if they win by two. That's a 90-minute price, and you can get that at 4-6 -150. Love these plays. Bayern Munich roll tonight. They pick up their fourth trophy in under 4 months. They've already picked up the German Cup, the German League, the Champions League, and tonight they will add the UEFA Super Cup. And my plays for this are going to be, once again, Bayern Munich and the over 2.5 goals at 7-10, and Bayern Munich on the -1 Asian handicap line at 4-6 -150 for tonight's UEFA Super Cup. Next up, we move on to the first Bundesliga game of week two. This should be an entertaining one. It goes down on Friday night, where Hertha Berlin will host Eintracht Frankfurt. Hertha are the 5-4 favourites here. It's 11-4 the draw, and Eintracht Frankfurt come into this as the 2-1 underdogs. Eintracht Frankfurt really should have won last week against Bielefeld. They had so many chances to put that game away, and in the end, they actually fell behind and had to come back and get a draw. This doesn't really bode well here going up against Hertha Berlin. Hertha started with a 4-1 win at Werder Bremen last week. They've won three of the last four home matches. They look very settled with Bruno Labbadia in charge, whereas Eintracht Frankfurt don't look very settled at all. One of the things we're almost guaranteed here are goals. Eintracht Frankfurt's 17 away league games last season featured 56 goals. And both teams scored in 23 of Eintracht Frankfurt's 34 Bundesliga matches last season. So both teams are probably going to get on the score sheet here. So there's going to be value on that. But you can add both teams to score with over 2.5, or you can lay the juice with the over 2.5 here. That's available at 4-6. But if you want both teams to score and the over 2.5, then you can get that even money. I probably just play it safe with the over. This Eintracht Frankfurt team didn't look like they were very comfortable finding the net last week, despite the fact that last season's statistics support both teams scoring. What the statistics support more are a goal fest. And I also think there's value here in Hertha Berlin to make things even more difficult for Eintracht Frankfurt to win in this game. But be wary of that play. It's not going to be a lock or anything, because the away teams are still doing very well in the Bundesliga. That trend sort of continued on week one, something that we saw very regularly at the end of the Bundesliga season when they carried on after lockdown and concluded their season. We're seeing that trend again. We saw three home wins last week, and we saw four away wins. And the home winners were Bayern Munich, RB Leipzig, and Dortmund, who we had as a lock. We had both Bayern and Dortmund locked up last week. Bayern -2.5. And Dortmund on the money line. RB Leipzig were the only other winners. So the three best teams in Germany were the only teams that managed to win at home last week. And then we had those four away wins. So be very, very careful. The road teams are still managing to get it done here in Das Bundesliga. We take that information on board as we head to the first game here on Saturday that we're going to cover. It's Bielefeld versus Cologne, where Bielefeld are the narrow underdogs here at 17-10. It's 13-5 the draw, and it's 6-4 on Cologne. Cologne haven't been very reliable post-lockdown. They came into the lockdown period in much better form, but they have so far struggled with adapting to this situation. They began last week with a 3-2 home defeat against Hoffenheim. So they'll be looking for a bounce back. I do think they're the rightful favourites here. I do like them here in the pick market here at 10 to 11. But I think the best way to go with this game would be to take the goals. And I'm looking at the under here. Under 3 goals in this game is available at 4 to 5. If there are 3 goals in this game, you get a push. But if there's under 3 games here, you win. Bielefeld are a very, very defensive team. They sat men behind the ball last week and tried to nick the game against Frankfurt, and they almost succeeded. I think they're going to find it difficult to score goals here in the Bundesliga. I think if anybody wins this game, it will be a Cologne breakthrough, unless Bielefeld implement the same strategy as last week and succeed. And if they do get that goal, they're more likely to hold on to it against Cologne than they will do against Eintracht Frankfurt. So it's clear from week one what Bielefeld's strategy is going to be. They're going to try and stifle games and try and nick as many points as they can to survive in this league. But will they do what they did last week and score the first goal? Will Cologne get the breakthrough? I don't know where I want to go with that one. But what I do know is that this game will have a definitive pattern of play that will not lend itself to 4 goals being scored, unless there's an early breakthrough with a really good moment of quality. But I think the first few weeks of the season are going to be lacking that quality, although we've not seen that in the EPL. I was very shocked to see the huge number of goals that we saw in the Premier League last week. And it wouldn't surprise me. I don't love taking unders in the Bundesliga, and I don't love taking unders in the EPL. But I think looking at the way that Bielefeld play, this may be a good spot to take one here. So I'm going to go for under 3 here at 4-5. Up next, we look at Augsburg versus Borussia Dortmund, where Borussia Dortmund are the 8-15 away favourites. It's 6-1 on the home team Augsburg, and it's 15-4 the draw. Well, I'm not looking to take home teams. I'm looking to fade them in as many spots as it makes sense. And this is one where it makes sense, even though it means taking Borussia Dortmund as a short favourite here, 8-15. They win this game, I think, and there'll be goals as well. 20 of Dortmund's 34 league games last season featured 4 or more goals, which is a staggering number. Augsburg collected only 1 point from their 10 Bundesliga meetings with the top 5 teams last term. So that in itself certainly lends itself to a Borussia Dortmund win. And both teams have actually scored in each of the last 9 meetings between these two. So despite the fact that Dortmund did look to tighten up that defence at the end of last season and are far more defensively astute, including a clean sheet last week, they do often concede to this Augsburg team. But I don't think this team are going to be able to contain the likes of Sancho and Haaland, who looked on fire last week. And I think Dortmund end up winning this game comfortably, and there is actually value on the money line here at 8-15. Up next, we look at a game that's probably the game of the week here in Germany. It's Bayer Leverkusen versus RB Leipzig, where Leverkusen are the 2-1 home underdogs here. It's 5-2 to draw, and it's 13-10 on Leipzig. I like the value here on Bayer Leverkusen to avoid a defeat of 4-6 on the double chance market. When you look at the two teams' results last season, they both ended in 1-1 draws. Leverkusen drew 6 league games last season. 4 of them ended up 1-1, and both of the meetings with Leipzig ended up 1-1. Leipzig actually drew 12 of their 34 games last season. So they were draw specialists. No side had more draws last season than Leipzig. And Leipzig have only lost 1 of their last 12 Bundesliga away games. So I think there's value on Leverkusen on the double chance, because Leipzig aren't as strong as they were last season. So maybe they can nick this game. They're missing Havertz, and Leipzig are missing Timo Werner. These are the two teams that Chelsea bought those two players from. So they're both missing their two best players from last season. So it's still equal to me. And last season, there was nothing between the two sides. So there's value on Bayer Leverkusen here at 4-6, because if they nick it, you still win. But if you want to take the big risk, you can play the draw here, which is at a best price of 27 to 10. And yeah, I think there's value on that draw. Maybe take that for just a quarter unit and see if they can get their third consecutive draw in a row. The next game is relatively comfortable for me to pick. It's Borussia Mönchengladbach versus Union Berlin, where Gladbach are the 8-15 favourites. It's 17-2 to draw, and it's 13-2 on Union Berlin. Borussia Mönchengladbach didn't look good last week. They didn't give Dortmund many problems, losing 3-0 away. However, they are a much stronger team at home, and they'll be looking for a bounce back here against Union Berlin, who looked even worse than Borussia Mönchengladbach could ever look. They lost 3-1 at home to Augsburg last week, and it looks like another relegation battle is looming. Huge value here on the price. Take Borussia Mönchengladbach to get their season back on track with a win here against Union Berlin. I think they'll even cover the handicap here. You can get the minus 1.5 handicap in this game at 21-20. Or you can take the minus one here at 4-6, minus 150. And that pushes if they only win by one goal, but wins if they win by two. And as I said, the money line is available 8-15. Borussia Mönchengladbach win this game, get their season back on track, and look towards finishing in the top four once again this season. Up next, we have Mainz versus Stuttgart. Mainz are available at 13-10. It's 5-2 to draw, and it's 2-1 on Stuttgart. I was right last week saying that Stuttgart shouldn't be home favourites against Freiburg, an established Bundesliga team. And in the end, they ended up losing that game 3-2. This is a team that are going to struggle in this league this season. They are going to be in a relegation battle. They should never have been favourites last week. And they are rightful underdogs here against Mainz, another established Bundesliga team. They lost last week 3-1 away to RB Leipzig, but there's no shame in that. They managed to get themselves back in the game after going 2-0 down at the break, but ended up losing 3-1. But here represents a good opportunity for them to get a win against a Stuttgart team that will struggle. There's decent value at 13-10. Don't overthink it. I'm going to take Mainz here on the money line. What I'm trying to be careful of here is that I have now picked three home teams to win. I was very, very loose on Hertha Berlin. That certainly wasn't my favoured pick. But I have gone with Borussia Mönchengladbach 100%. And this is a confident pick on Mainz. And I think that will be my allotment of home selections, especially when you look here at the 5:30 game here happening on Saturday evening. It's Schalke at home to Werder Bremen. Before we have a look at that, let me let you know that everything that I'm giving out here, you can bet at mybookie.ag. Winning season has returned at mybookie.ag, and winning season means doubling your first deposit. Get in on the action. Use the promo code SGP and double your first deposit. New players get up to $1,000 in free play, designed to add more excitement to the sports you love and the games you bet. Bet with the best for the NFL this season for your chance to win big. Use the code SGP and double your first deposit. Your winning season begins today only at MyBookie. Also, don't forget to download the DraftKings app now and use the code SGP. For a limited time, new users can get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes this week with DraftKings. Enter that code SGP and get a free shot, millions of dollars in prizes with your first deposit. That's code SGP only at DraftKings. Make it rain. Also, don't forget to check out the BetQL app if you want to get an advantage over the sportsbook this season, be it with NBA, NHL, college football, MLB, or the NFL. Everything's back in action, and you need to download the BetQL app, the only app you'll need to make smart bets this season. Head to betql.co, enter the code SGP20 for 20% off your first subscription. That's betql.co and the promo code SGP20. Also, finally, let me give a shout out here to Ace Per Head, because that's where you need to go if you ever thought about starting your own sportsbook but don't know how. Ace is here to help you start that sportsbook. They'll provide you with an all-inclusive professional betting site with lines updated to the second and wagers graded immediately. They've got top-notch 24/7 customer support and the sharpest lines in the industry. They also offer live betting and an amazing mobile experience. You can get started today. Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free. And all you need to do is head over to aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. So we're looking at this Schalke game where Schalke are the 6-4 favourite. It's 12-5 the draw, and it's 2-1 against Werder Bremen. Schalke, I don't like them as favourites against anybody. And Werder Bremen, despite the fact that they stayed up by the skin of their teeth last season and looked awful at home last week, they looked awful at home throughout last season. Their away record is what kept them up. Schalke have lost 5 of their last 6 meetings with Werder Bremen. The hosts are winless in 17 league games. Schalke have won their opening home game just once in the last 7 years, and the hosts lost this fixture 1-0 back in May. How the F are you making Schalke here the 6-4 favourites? I think Werder Bremen are a live dog here. I especially like taking them as a pick, where obviously you get your money back if it ends up being a draw. You can take them here on the pick market at 11-10. That's going to be the play on this game. Don't overthink it. Stay away from Schalke. They're a bad team. They're going to struggle in the Bundesliga this season. Up next, we roll on to Sunday, where Bayern Munich have to play again. They are away to Hoffenheim, who started strong last week and had a good finish to last season, finishing in the top 6. This is one of the top teams in Germany at the moment, and Bayern Munich are the 1-6, minus 600 favourites, to just go here and beat this Hoffenheim team. Hoffenheim are 10-1 underdogs, and it's 7-1 the draw. Look, listen, eventually Bayern Munich's run of winning 22 games in a row, which it stands to at the moment, is going to come to an end. I don't think it's going to end against Sevilla, and I don't think it's going to end here either. But this is a quality team here in Germany. They're not just going to lie down and get beaten by 3, 4, or 5 goals. The line value here is crazy when you're looking at Hoffenheim on the handicap line. Hoffenheim are 6-5 with +2 goals here on the Asian handicap. When you take them up to +2.5, you can get that at 3-4. So you're telling me you can lay £100 down and make a £75 profit if Hoffenheim avoid getting beaten at home by Bayern Munich by 3 goals, when Bayern Munich are coming back from Budapest tonight to play another game on Sunday? This team are great. They are the German champions. They are the German cup holders. They are the Champions League winners. They are probably going to win the UEFA Super Cup tonight. They are going to win 4 trophies in under 4 months. And they are the best team in Europe. But they're not gods. They can't achieve the ridiculous. They're not coming here and playing a home game against Stuttgart. They're going away to Hoffenheim. And you're getting 3-4 odds here on Hoffenheim to avoid being beaten by not 1, not 2, but 3 goals. All the value is there on Hoffenheim to be competitive in this game. I expect both teams to manage to score. Yes, I expect Bayern to win. I expect them to get their 24th win in a row here and continue doing what they do. But I don't expect them to blow Hoffenheim away and get a 3-goal win here. Hoffenheim +2.5 here at 3-4 is the play in this one. The final game we're going to look at here is Freiburg versus Wolfsburg, where Freiburg are available at 11-5. It's 23-10 the draw, and it's 13-10 on Wolfsburg. Looking at the two teams last week, Wolfsburg played out a 0-0 draw against Leverkusen, which was a surprise. I would have expected goals in this one. And we already mentioned Freiburg. They went and won away to Stuttgart. This makes it a difficult game to kind of pick. I'm going to lean towards Wolfsburg managing to win this game because our allotment of road teams are low and these away teams are picking up wins here frequently in the Bundesliga. Don't really like them as a short favourite. There is some value here on the draw at 23-10. There's also some value once again on another under because, again, I don't see a plethora of goals here, much like the Bielefeld game. This one, the odds aren't as great. The under 3 is available at 4-6, but I still think that we don't see 4 goals or 3 goals in this game. I think you'll see a game that Wolfsburg will try and nick. And if they are out of form and they are as rusty as they were in front of goal last week, then this does represent an opportunity for Freiburg to start with a 100% record, 2 wins from 2. But again, not my favourite game of the week by any means. I would take the under three here at 4-6. Closing out with a lock on this show, I'm going to give you a couple again. I gave you two last week, Bayern and Dortmund. I'm going to give you two again this week. And I really want to take Hoffenheim at +2.5. But I'm going to wait and see on that one. I'm going to wait and see what kind of lineup Bayern Munich play tonight. Because obviously, as we mentioned at the top of the show, Sevilla are going to be rusty going into that game. Maybe Bayern feel that they can win by rotating some players and saving some back for this game. But if Bayern Munich go all out tonight and 100% put out their full strength team in pursuit of that trophy, then I think they're going to be a little bit tired and we may see players rotated into this game. And at which case, this one certainly becomes a play for Hoffenheim +2.5. But we're not going to go in straight at the back. You'll know if we end up playing that if you are a member over at lockbetting.com. We're going to go for two teams on Saturday in winning positions, both very chalky, both at the same price, 8-15 Dortmund, 8-15 Borussia Mönchengladbach. Some people will complain and say that they are short favourites. Well, they are, but they are looking like two teams that are going to win. Last week, I gave you Bayern Munich -2.5 at 10-11 and Dortmund at 4-6, both better odds than these two. Sometimes you just have to take the chalk, take the money and run. And that is the opportunity that we've got this week. Dortmund have a very good record against this Augsburg team. Specifically, Borussia Dortmund netted 5 in each of their two league wins over Augsburg last season, and Lucien Favre's men are definitely going to win this game again. That's why we're making it a lock. I don't understand why we're getting 8-15, but we are. If you don't like the price, you can take this at -1 on the Asian handicap line. You can do the same for Borussia Mönchengladbach in the bounce back spot that they're in. But these are the two locks for this week: Borussia Dortmund and Borussia Mönchengladbach. I said I was going to speak more about locks over on the EPL show. I am 100% on locks this season. I'm 100% on the EPL show, 100% on Das Bundesliga show, and 100% on the international locks that I gave out. Plus, over at my NFL show, over at the Dirty Sheets podcast, where we do our NFL show every week, we are both, me and Cav, both 100% on our locks. So make sure you check that out. But I'll be talking more about this on the EPL show because I want to get this show out on time, because tonight's UEFA Super Cup is soon to take place between Bayern Munich and Sevilla. And I want you guys to be able to get some money down on that game and be able to listen to this podcast before it's played. So I'm going to leave it there just to let you know what's coming up for the rest of the week to close out. Of course, the EPL show is out as always. My article on the EPL, my weekly predictions, is available at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. And the fight show will be here, but all roads lead to lockbetting.com, where we will have a Clash of Champions WWE preview. We will have the European show this week, and we will have official picks for everything, official picks for the Bundesliga, the EPL, European football, UFC, and the WWE. So make sure you check out lockbetting.com. That's it from me. Good luck with all of your bets as always. And thanks for listening.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.